This is Juno Afternoon here on Friday, November 2nd, 2018. Scott Burton, your host. It's about 35 minutes till the top of the hour, and my guests now are here to talk about Catholic Community Service and all they do here in town. We have the ED, Aaron Walker told us, and also Kelsey Wood. She's a caregiver support regional coordinator. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks so much.
It's nice to have you here. Kelsey, should we start with you and see what you're up to these days?
Sure. So November is National Family Caregiver Month. And in honor of those people in our community who are caring for a loved one, we're offering a free caregiver education series throughout the month of November. It's going to be every Tuesday from 3:30 to 5 here at KTOO. And we've got a variety of topics and speakers geared toward topics that are of interest to people that are caring for loved ones.
And are thinking about care providers, I think of people who help care for individuals with abilities and disabilities or elderly individuals. Mm-hmm. Is this focused at both?
Sure. It could be for both. And it could be for people who aren't necessarily a caregiver right now, but might be in the future or know somebody who is a caregiver. So we're going to be talking about topics like caring for people with dementia, healthcare planning. We have Alaska Legal Services doing a workshop on those kind of legal documents that you need to have in place as a caregiver, fall prevention, and then information on the adult day program as well.
Thinking about maybe one of our listeners who's never been a care provider, mm-hmm. but I think all of us at one time or another will become one in some form. What might surprise them, or what advice do you give to future caregivers?
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. It's always better to, especially when it comes to legal planning, have those things in place before, because things can change in an instant. You can become a caregiver any minute. And just looking forward to the good days and cherishing those good moments, especially when you're working with people that have challenging behaviors sometimes. And just knowing you're not alone. There's a lot of caregivers out there, and there's supports in place for you. And we do have services available locally for caregivers.
I'm sure you're going to go into detail about all of these in these sessions. But what is one piece of legal advice you give?
I would say designate a power of attorney, put together a living will, and also have those documents somewhere that's safe and let more than one person know where they are. Another thing that I like to mention that's not necessarily legal is just having a list of kind of preferences and things that you want somebody who's caring for you to know about you. If for some reason you lost your capability to care for yourself, you'd want someone to know what time you like to get up in the morning, what kind of food you like to eat, what you like to wear. And having those kind of things right there with your legal paperwork.
Okay. Give us the outline of when those sessions are going to be and where.
Sure. So it's every Tuesday in November. So starting November 6th, it's from 3:30 to 5 p.m. here at KTOO in the conference meeting room.
Okay. And we'll come back to those dates and times here in a minute. In a minute, Aaron Walker, tell us what's on your radar these days.
Well, of course, I just got to put a shout out for all the work we do, just to remind folks that Catholic Community Service runs 11 senior centers, including the one here in Juneau, as long with a caravan here in town and paratransit and senior rides for 11 communities. Well, you know, and then we do so much with seniors. But I really want to today talk a little bit about what's going on the holidays now with hospice and home care of Juneau.
Please do.
So it's, you know, that time of year, it's a tough time of year for folks who are losing family members and friends that they love or have lost someone. And it's not just the loss that might be recent, although, of course, that's very painful. But those losses come back to us, you know, through the years. And this time of year is when we think to those that aren't with us anymore. And so it can be tough. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we do what we can to support folks in the community. And so in partnership with the Widowed Persons Program, we're having a Coping with Loss During the Holidays, sort of grief, loss, and the holidays group meeting. That's going to be on Tuesday the 13th at 5:30 at the Fireweed Room. And, you know, it's really about creating new traditions. It's honoring those that we love who have gone before us and creating new traditions that incorporate honoring them but also create hope and joy this holiday season for all of us.
All right. Remind us where and when that will be.
That will be at the community room at Fireweed Place. That's 415 Willoughby. And that will be at 5:30. And you can always call Sue at 586-6424 for more info.
Thinking of Catholic Community Service as a whole, how many volunteers are involved here in Juneau? And maybe hard to answer that. And how many employees would you say there are?
Well, employees is easy. It's about 150. You know, it goes up and down, but it's usually around 150. In terms of volunteers, in Juneau, it's more than 150 people, in large part because our Meals on Wheels here in town is delivered entirely by volunteers. 5 days a week, 7 routes. We have folks going out and delivering meals to 150 elders every day.
Do you need more volunteers?
We always need more volunteers.
If somebody wants to volunteer, how can they find you?
Just go on the website, and there's a place where you can click support us, and there's a volunteer option, and we'll give you a call back. There's also just call the main number, 463-6100. And I do want to make sure that before we go, I have another event for hospice during
Tell
the holidays.
Tell us about it.
Okay. We have a remembrance gathering that we do every year. It's a candlelight ceremony. It's really nice. I mean, I go every year myself, and we read some poems. We remember loved ones who've gone ahead. We have somebody from the Alaska Native community talk. We have our local chaplain for the hospice program talk briefly. It's not long, okay? It's not a whole afternoon. But then we light candles in memory of those who have passed, those who've been through hospice, just anyone who's there, shout out a name. I always do. And it's just a really nice, gentle way to kind of touch base with our loved ones who have gone ahead. And that's on the 18th, which is a Sunday, at the Bridge Adult Day Center at 3 o'clock.
And it sounds like doing something like that in a community can feel better. You don't feel alone.
Yeah. I mean, we actually go, you know, we're reading a list of names, but then we all start adding our own loved ones' names that aren't with us anymore. And I don't think there's anybody in the room who doesn't have a name of someone that they love and want to remember during the holidays.
All right. A lot going on at Catholic Community Service. Remind us again where we can see these dates and times of both workshops.
They're on our website. You can also follow us on Catholic Community Service on Facebook.
Yeah, and our website is ccsjuneau.org.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Aaron Walker Tolis and Kelsey Wood. Anything we're missing? Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, oh, so much, but probably, you know, I should let you get into the next people, huh?
All right. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.